From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Coming up, D-Day remembrances in France and at a French cafe in Columbus, Ohio.
But first to today's monthly jobs report from the Labor Department, which said that the U.S. economy added a net of 217,000 new jobs last month. It is the first time since the Clinton administration that the economy has added more than 200,000 jobs for 4 months in a row. Although the share of Americans working remains near record lows and the unemployment rate, which is drawn from a different survey, stayed at 6.3% in the month of May. For more, we're joined by NPR senior business editor Marilyn Giewak. She's with us from Washington. Marilyn, welcome.
Hi.
Well, let's start with these numbers. What does this say about the state of the economy?
This is a good report. Now, it's not spectacular, but the economists this morning, pretty much everybody's using the word solid. They're pretty excited about it, that it confirms that after that tough winter, the economy has come back enough that we're on pretty solid footing. And we've had 4 straight months now of job gains. And you really haven't seen a streak of job gains above 200,000, 200,000 new jobs each month for 4 straight months. Since 1999.
Yeah.
So, that's pretty good. And I think when you look at what most people are saying, this seems to confirm that we're not slipping back towards a recession, which some people were worried about at the, a couple of months ago. I think we're doing okay.
And what about the people that are hiring? Who is doing the hiring? Where are the job gains coming from?
That was really one of the most positive aspects of this report, which is that the job gains were very widespread. For a while there, we were seeing such a concentration in things like restaurants and leisure and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Jobs that tend to not pay all that great. But
and not always full-time jobs.
Right. And these kinds of jobs that we're seeing now are more the really full-time, 40-hour jobs. They're manufacturing jobs. We're up by 10,000. Builders hired another 6,000 people for construction. But it's also across the board. There was transportation, education, medical, financial services. It's what economists want to see, a rising tide that is lifting a variety of boats.
And Marilyn, what about raises, people getting more money in their pockets with their paychecks? I know that's something else we find out on Jobs Day.
Too many months have gone, years that people really haven't had significant raises, and we're still in a hole with all of that. Productivity gains are better than the kinds of wage gains we've seen in recent years. But this time, it's a little better. The wages are about 2% higher than they were a year ago, and that's a little bit ahead of inflation. So you have a little more buying power. Of course, nobody's going to run out and, really turn cartwheels over 2%. But after what we've been through with the recession, that's a good direction to be headed in.
On the downside here, we did mention in the introduction there, Marilyn, that the share of Americans working remain near record lows.
Right. That can be a kind of a complicated number in that there are an awful lot of baby boomers who are retiring now. So maybe a third of the people who have dropped out of the workforce have dropped out for sort of good reason. They're enjoying their golf game. They're retired, whatever. But there's still, I think, even once you take into account the baby boomers, there's still a lot of economists who think that this labor participation rate is lower than it has been since the late 1970s, and that's basically a reflection of discouragement. People drop out of the labor force, or they're just sort of aging out. Maybe they're only 58, 59, but they've just kind of given up on looking for work. So we do have a pretty high level still of labor force dropout rate.
What does this report say for people who are just getting into the workforce, for this year's graduates even?
Well, now this is back to a bright spot. For college graduates, it's been if you have an older sibling out there that was class of 2009, yes, you class of 2014 can celebrate. You're in better shape than people were 5 years ago. There's surveys that are done about how hiring is looking for graduates this year. And one major survey showed that employers plan to increase their hiring by nearly 9% of college graduates. So that's good. That things are moving in the right direction for them as well. But there's some real disparities there. It kind of depends on what your major is. If you have a degree in engineering or computer science, you're pretty much golden. And if you're a petroleum engineer, You will not have a hard time finding a date. This year's starting salary for petroleum engineers, these are for 22-year-olds, is more than $95,000 a year for kids. Wow.
Wow.
So, but you have to be a petroleum engineer to pull down those kinds of salaries. But, you know, really, overall, it's a better picture for college graduates than we've seen in quite a while. But, you know, again, we have to put all of this in context. It's still tough out there if you have one of those degrees in psychology or, oh, let's say journalism, for example, you could still be having some trouble out there. So it's still tough.
NPR Senior Business Editor Marilyn Geewax, thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome.